Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Alex Bregman, St. Bregman, after last night's loss to the Yankees, preparing for tonight's game in New York.
That's why he came to Boston, for games like this.
That's right.
Why he came. This is what he's got his rings. He wants to play for, an iconic franchise like the Boston Red Sox and play against, an iconic rivalry like the Red Sox versus the Yankees. And so he was smiling. He was in good spirits this morning. So hopefully, I want these guys loose, man. I want them relaxed. I want them going in there feeling like, they got this thing all under control. That usually means that you're going to get a better performance if you go in a little bit like that.
Time to go full Millar, like a little cowboy up in the clubhouse
before
the game, boys?
Nope, not with a 23-year-old young starter. You might pick your spots. Maybe some of the guys are mature enough for that. I learned myself last night, you got to be careful. If you're a lightweight, you stick to your game. No extra dirty Shirleys. They hit you hard.
Oh, so how many did you have?
Just one. I don't think I could have two. I wouldn't be here today if I would have ate the worm kind of situation. Update out of Cleveland. Detroit 6, Cleveland 1 in the 8th inning. We are trending toward 14 straight series where the team that won game 1 wins the series, unless there's a dramatic comeback there. So we said before the break, Alex Cora spoke to the media down in New York. There is some truth to that. He hasn't done the official meeting with the media yet. He apparently talked to some reporters on the field, as he did to us yesterday when he had his AirPods in and he was walking Yankee Stadium and chatting with WEEI Afternoons. But Dan Ball, we have some quotes out of that interaction that give us some insight into the bullpen.
Yes, and I'll quote a direct tweet from Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic. Cora said, "Everyone, even Garrett Whitlock, is available out of the bullpen tonight. Bayo will be in the bullpen this evening. Asked about Crochet for a couple outs, a la Chris Sale in 2018, Cora said, I can't say. We'll see, but probably not. So, again, you said this yesterday. We've had a couple of answers from him where one thing has been said and the other thing has been done. So I read that as everybody's available, all hands on deck.
Why is everybody asking if Brian Bayo is available tonight? What, does anybody want to see Brian Bayo back on the mound?
No.
That's a great point.
People are obsessed with, hey, is Brian Bayo available? Who cares? I don't care. I don't want.
Out of your mind?
He was not ready to go from jump in last night's game. What makes you think you put him out there in a high leverage
situation? Maybe he walked the Bronx and found a nice dispensary to help cool his nerves, Dad.
Not great.
Yeah, it is funny. Now, I get it because we're into sort of the storylines. Oh, it'd be a cool storyline if he sucked in game 2 and then came back and pitched in game 3 and gave you 3 shutout in the middle of the game. And but like, I get the storyline aspect of it, but you're right. The guy only threw 28 pitches. Why? Because he only deserved to throw 28 pitches. He was terrible, as Lou said. No longer has a changeup, which was the pitch he used to dominate the Yankees, so he no longer dominates the Yankees. Sure. If I gave you the either-or option, Toley or Bayo,
who do you want to
see? Thank you. Me
Toley.
Too. Toley. 100 times. Even though he's given up home runs, he only has the fastball.
I listened to the first two, three innings on the radio, and it was like you could just hear both Wills and Lou it's talking incessantly about Brian not being comfortable.
Correct.
From the very beginning, he wasn't comfortable.
I wonder why.
And then his velocity was going down, and you're like, I don't think he's going to last. I don't think he should
Long
be out there. And it was like, get him out of there. If these guys are seeing it that clearly for the first two innings, then what makes you think he's figured out his problems overnight?
And this is why Alex told us, it is in a way easier to manage in the postseason, even though the pressure is greater. Everybody's available. Just do whatever the hell you need to do. to get on a plane to fly to Toronto to keep playing, you do. And that's why he's, you know, I don't think we're actually going to see Garrett Crochet, but he's not going to say no.
Career high, 117 pitches just 2 days ago.
But let me paint this situation. Two outs, bases loaded, Yankees down two, bottom of the ninth, and Aaron Judge is at the plate. Would you consider throwing Crochet? Because I would. Because Crochet has owned him. Well, other than the two home runs. Mostly owned him. I would absolutely consider that. Especially maybe the bases are loaded because Chapman was in and loaded the bases and he seems like he's melting down. Like, anything's on the table.
I'd have to have that conversation with him before the game. Yeah. I'd have to, you know, you just don't want to surprise him.
I bet you he would say, put me in.
Oh, F yes, he would.
Yeah.
Absolutely he would.
Remember, he's the guy that's telling them how to dress and how to act and how many calls to the bullpen you're going to be making. I think he would say, put me in, coach. I'm ready.
We got Chapman didn't pitch last night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But he did warm up twice,
yeah,
which I don't love that he, so he'd had the two innings the night before and then he warmed up twice yesterday. Mm. I don't love that. I mean, the one guy I don't know if I could have any confidence in is Whitlock. I thought Whitlock looked like a puddle of goo when they finally scraped him off the mound.
Does he have his emotions like clearly all over his face?
Yeah.
I mean, the hat's turned sideways. He's just kind of like touching his face like, oh my God, he's breathing heavy.
Yes.
He was so good, this guy's melting down.
I know, but he was so good in the seventh.
That's the problem with all these guys. Like, Chapman's good for one inning. Whitlock's good for one inning. And it's like, no, it's the postseason. We're doing two.
But when it falls hard.
Yes.
For Whitlock.
That sucks, I know.
But I do, it's going to be interesting, you know, because you could be in the same situation. As much as I can talk up, you can talk up Connolly early. He's a 23-year-old who's pitched four games, who's never pitched in front of a hostile crowd in his life. It's all minor. Like Lou says, there's never been a third deck in the place he was pitching when he was on the road. And now all of a sudden you're in Yankee Stadium, which isn't as loud as the old Yankee Stadium, but it's still Yankee Stadium.
Intimidating place.
And I give them credit. From what I've heard on our airwaves, the ambient sound, their crowd has been into it. The crowd has been good from the first pitch of the night in games one and two. So he's going to hear it. There's going to be a buzz and energy and electricity in the ballpark. So that's going to be interesting. And if he falters, second inning, third inning, you could absolutely be deep in your bullpen.
Could be. And then it goes the other way. I mean, of those 12 teams before this series started that had clinched their first three-game series by winning the first game, 12 for 12, eight of the 12 teams were on the road.
Yep.
And so what happens is if the Yankees get behind a little bit,
yep,
if JD can go out there and, you know, get some early runs, and score some runs, then you put the Yankees on their heels, and all of a sudden it gets quiet, it gets weird, and the Yankees fall apart. That's what the hope is.
Yeah, and if you can get a couple, I mean, if you can get three runs, you know, sort of one of those crooked innings at some point, then I think it doesn't get quiet. Then I think it gets Bronx cheers, angst. I think they become almost a negative environment for the home team.
They work against the home team.
Yeah.
Because they do. They do. But, like, I want to know. So let's say the Sox somehow accrue five runs, which would be miraculous considering they're going to
see you in Toronto.
Yeah, what, to watch Toronto versus New York? Because
we got five. How many?
I didn't say that. But who's going to hold them at bay until, like, from early? Let's say early goes five innings, gives
love
up two
it.
Runs.
Love it.
Okay, who goes 6, 7, 8 and doesn't give up three runs to get to Chapman?
So, I don't know. That's why he makes $7 million a year.
Thanks.
I'm just a radio host. He makes $7 million a year to make those decisions.
Spin the wheel.
Or something I didn't like that we didn't get into last night from the WEEI broadcast with Will Fleming, when he made a comment like, Andrew Bailey looked like he just said, go get him if you want to get him or something, or to about Brian Bayo.
That's right, yeah.
I'm the manager of the team. I don't need the pitching guy to tell me when I can make a pitching change. You advise me on your specialty, but I'll make the change. But no, like, I have faith in Alex. We've talked about this. If Connelly, 5 innings, 2 runs, Fitzy, did you just say that? Yes, you're going to win the
game. That's my dream.
Yes, you're going to win the
game. I gave my best case scenario.
If you don't make Alex Cora piece together like 7 innings, I think you'll be fine. I think you have the arms in the bullpen. Tolley, you got his feet wet a little bit last night. I kind of liked how he swaggered off the mound. Now, I'm pretty sure he swaggers off the mound even when he gives up like a 3-run home run. That guy just has swagger oozing from him. But he got a little taste of it. I now would accept seeing him get a batter or two in the right pocket or situation from Alex Cora. I think this bullpen could be ready to go. I am not down on the bullpen if they get a 5-inning start out of Connelly early. To me, if he gives the baton to the bullpen at that, you should win.
Lou was thought, you know, maybe even 4. If you get 4 out of him,
yeah, I'd like
2 times through the rotation.
Yeah, I'd like 5. Maybe I'm being greedy, and I may regret that if you go a third time through the rotation. Dan Ball, why you bobblehead day at Dan Ball's house?
Because I think you guys are out of your mind thinking that he's going to go 5 innings, personally. I think if you get 4, that is a 4, that means he hasn't imploded, and it's a massive victory for you considering how little experience he has. Yep.
Okay.
That's just me. You guys know, I hope that I'm proven wrong. I just think we got to lower our expectations. 3 is okay. 4 to me is a massive victory tonight.
All right. We're coming up on odds and ends here on WEEI Afternoons. That means we make our predictions. We tell you what we think is going to happen if we think they'll be playing baseball this weekend in Toronto. That's up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.